Hi, Steve. How are you today?
I'm very well. And yourself?
I am good. Thank you very much for asking. Now, what are we talking about when we say that are cuts being made to paramedics' working conditions?
Oh, paramedics' working conditions are just basically under siege. We've had a situation in the last couple of years, or number of years, where if paramedics were injured or killed, then they would get a lump sum payment for their families and an ongoing payment in terms of income protection. Now, that really was pretty poor. But just recently, we've been told by the health department that we need to look at a scheme that even further reduces. That actually kicks off on the 20th. And in that situation, paramedics and their families will only get a paltry sum of money that's below their base payment, work payment, for 2 years, and then they're just thrown on the scrap heap. That's just not good enough.
Now, this is specific to paramedics who are injured on the job. How big of a concern is that for paramedics? What kind of physical issues are you guys facing out there?
Well, we had a scheme that was a payment for injury or death on and off the job. And it's just a simple income protection payment. It doesn't kick in until after 9 months. In a job where it's acknowledged that there just aren't enough paramedics, so they're working harder than before, there's an increased incidence of assault on the job. It's becoming more dangerous. And for the health department to be looking to save money at the expense of our paramedics is just not good enough.
Now, just going to that point where you're saying there is a shortage of paramedics, we have seen recently that there have been numerous call-outs for more people to join the profession. In your opinion, is this likely to make people think twice about becoming a paramedic?
Oh, look, I'm sure that if potential paramedics out there see that this particular working condition is being watered down instead of beefed up, that would certainly weigh on their decision to either go forward and become a New South Wales paramedic or not.
Now, how does this situation compare for the police and firefighters, and why is it the paramedics are being left out? I mean, I am aware there are separate unions, but I think in most people's minds, they are very much linked as community services.
Oh, very much so. Look, we're emergency services. Now, the police and fire brigades enjoy far better benefits than the paramedics do. And as of the 20th of this month, the gap is laughable. Mm. And we think that New South Wales government should value our paramedics the same as it does the rest of our emergency service colleagues.
Is this likely to impact emergency services if paramedics aren't coming through because they're concerned about, you know, the rate of pay, if they are injured on the jobs and so on? Is this going to potentially affect emergency services?
Well, who knows, but it certainly can't be a positive, can it?
No.
It's a situation where paramedics are working harder than ever before, in badly need of a resource injection by the government, in a job that's becoming more and more dangerous, and there's a higher likelihood that they will experience an assault or something in the lifetime of their job. So, yeah, I'd agree that it could certainly be a negative.
Now, you mentioned assault there. Just for some clarification, is there a difference between, with this idea of removing this payment, is there a difference between being injured from an assault or injured in, say, a workplace accident, say you've lifted, as a hypothetical, lifted a stretcher wrong? Will there be a difference in the pay, or are they both covered under this umbrella?
It's all about the result.
Mm-hmm.
If the paramedic is in a situation where they can't work ever again, they were able to access a lump sum payment. If they were only partially disabled, they'd be able to access payment. Mm-hmm. And they would also get a form of income protection payment after a certain period of time, but the New South Wales government has decided that's too expensive, and so have taken that away.
Seems counterintuitive to not protect your emergency services like that, but what does need to be done? Is this purely an issue for paramedics who get injured Do we need more protections in place or a fairer deal across the board for paramedics to get more people into this job? What needs to be done here?
Well, look, what the government has come to the Australian Paramedic Association before, and they have said that the reason that that's been taken away is because it can't be afforded. That insurance is too expensive. So all we believe is that the New South Wales government should make the effort to pull the money straight out of Treasury and do what they need to do in terms of protecting paramedics, having a paramedic protection plan.
Of course, as I said earlier, it just seemed counterintuitive not to protect your emergency services, but we will leave it there, Steve. Thank you very much for your time today, though.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care.
You too.